And now, presenting you with an all-new broadcast with your hosts, Mike and John Connors, it's the Mike and John Sports Show. Coming to you live from Studio 2A in Houston, Texas, it's Mike and John Connors.
A special NFL preview show of the Mike and John Sports Feed on a Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. Mike here, John here, the Mike and John Sports Feed. Coming to you from Studio 2A in Houston, Texas. 563-999-3722 is the number talking all things NFL today. John, the NFL season starts tomorrow with the Packers and the Bears, man. It's all going to be live and kicking tomorrow night.
Boy, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great season this year. I can't wait until the Packers and Bears play tomorrow.
And why is that?
Because last year they had the season opener also, but it was in Green Bay. But this year is going to be in Soldier Field. And we all know what happened when the Bears and the Packers played last year. Aaron Rodgers went down early in the first half, and DeShone Kizer had to come in. And
why did he go down early in the first half?
Well, he got hit in the back. He got hit in the backfield, and he injured his leg, so he had to go out.
Knee. He had a sprained Achilles.
Yeah, his leg. That's in his leg. His knee. He sprained his knee. And he had to get carted off the field. DeShone Kizer had to come in, and the Bears defense was just looking outstanding again. I mean, it was DeShone Kizer, it's not Aaron Rodgers. And they were up 20-0 on them early in that game. And then later on in the game, when all was said and done, Aaron Rodgers came out of nowhere and he came back in that game. And people were still thinking the Bears were gonna win. Especially at me, because I had the Bears defense in fantasy and they were just lighting them up. And Aaron Rodgers just came in that second half, he just went down the field on the Bears defense like it was nothing. And that comeback was one of the best season opening comeback I have seen in my lifetime. Probably the best I've seen in my lifetime. And I thought that would be the start of the Packers having an outstanding year. But it turns out that the injuries got to Aaron Rodgers. And people say it was his worst year, but he had 27 touchdowns and 2 picks. That's an amazing year for most quarterbacks. 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions on a down year. And the Packers didn't make the playoff. Now, on the Bears side, this is just the start of something. We know the Bears defense is going to be there, but Mitchell Trubisky has to take that next step, and that's what I'm excited for, to see if Mitchell Trubisky can take that next leap and see if the Packers can make the playoffs this year.
Well, I'm most excited about, forget the Packers or Bears, I'm just most excited about to see how, there's just several teams. Number one, what are the Jets going to look like with Le'Veon Bell in the backfield? Number two, what's Pittsburgh going to look like without Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown? Number three, what are the Colts going to do with no Andrew Luck? Number four, can Pat Mahomes have the kind of year he had last year? Of course, the Cleveland Browns. What are they going to look like now with the studs they have on offense with Odell and Nick Chubb and Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, and Joku and the boys, and Kareem Hunt come back in the ninth game of the season, that defense. And, you know, I want to see what that's going to look like. I want to see if the Patriots can come back and win another Super Bowl, get to the playoffs again with Tom Brady. They've won 6. I want to see that. I want to see if the Saints can overcome what happened to them in the NFC Championship game against the Rams and that blown call that most people said it cost them the NFC Championship. I still say that they should have made a stop on defense personally, and they would have gotten to the championship game. However, that's neither here nor there. I like to see how they bounce back. I like to see how Aaron Rodgers bounce back, you know, from an off year last year. Yeah, he did only have 2 picks, but the team only went 6-7-9 or 6-10, something like that.
No, they were 7-8-1.
7-8-1, yeah. Right. So, yeah, they tied in Minnesota. That's right. I want to see, and speaking of Minnesota, I want to see how Minnesota bounces back after, you know, having a down year after the year before, having a miracle finish against the Saints in the NFC Divisional game. I want to see how the Bears can come back after losing Cody Parkey, you know, missing four kicks and hit the goalpost. The last one hitting doink, doink, hit the upright and the crossbar. I want to see how the Dallas Cowboys react now that Ezekiel Elliott has his contract. I want to see how they can perform. I want to see how Philadelphia, with Nick Foles not being there, can Carson win? I mean, there are so many storylines in the NFL right now that I'm just I'm just fascinated to watch. And I didn't even bring up the Rams. After the blue in the Super Bowl, how are they going to respond this year? Are they going to have the same prolific offense? Todd Gurley not really quite 100%. Are they going to still be as prolific as they were last year? There are so many different storylines that I'm looking forward to in this NFL season. And it all kicks off tomorrow night, baby. Tomorrow night. In Lambeau? No, it's going to be Soldier Field in Chicago with the Bears and the Packers. The first time, I think, in about over a decade, that the Super Bowl champion does not open the season on primetime. So it'll be quite fascinating to watch this NFL season.
I thought you were just going to be talking about the Packers and Bears game. I didn't think you were going to go into every single storyline. Well, if that's the case.
Did you read the pre-show notes? Did I say it was going to be a Packers Bears? Did we say it was going to be an NFL preview show?
Well, I know it was going to be an NFL preview, but I thought you were going to break down the Bears Packers game first.
I mean, we got time for that. We got time for that. But I mean, okay, this is an NFL preview show. Did you read the pre notes? Obviously, you didn't read the notes.
I did.
Yes. So then why would you make a statement like that?
Well, because
yes, I am calling you out on national air right now. I am calling you out. Yes, I am. Okay. How come you didn't read the notes?
I did read the notes, Dad.
Then why would you make that statement then?
Well, because it's the first game of the season, so I was just assuming you were going to start off with the first game of the season. Then you're going to get to the NFL team.
Well, you know what they mean. Well, you know what they say when you assume stuff, right? You know what they say about that, right? Well, we won't go into detail.
Why would you tell me what they say?
This is the first three letters from the word assume, and then take the last two, and then you know what that means.
Okay.
All right?
Cool.
I mean, we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. We're not talking about that. All right. I did read the notes, but whatever. Since you want to talk about storylines, we forgot about the Baltimore Ravens getting Mark Ingram.
There's too many storylines.
We can go to Seattle
with Jadeveon Clowney. We can go with Houston. Houston with Carlos Hyde, really. I mean, we could go.
Don't forget Carlos Hyde. They got Duke Johnson, too. So you act like they didn't just get Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde. Those are two running backs that can catch
them. Is Demaryius Thomas picked up?
No, the Patriots signed him, actually. They re-signed him. They cut him so they can get a roster space, and they re-signed him so they can get him back.
Oh,
they smart for that. They're so smart for that. Man, they
Josh Gordon, Demaryius Thomas with Tom Brady. Oh,
and Julian Edelman. He's the playoff guy. He's a guy.
Julian Edelman in the slot with no Gronkowski? Boy. That's gonna be interesting. That's gonna be fascinating to watch. No Gronkowski. I mean, there's so many storylines.
Time Tom Brady doesn't have a tight end but receivers. Like, he normally has a tight end with like one or two receivers. This time he has three receivers with no tight end. It's the first time you've seen that since Randy Moss.
And running game. You got a three-headed backfield with Sonny Michel, James White, and Rex Burkhead now. Burkhead, and what's his name? And James White, they're healthy. So now Sonny Michel's not going to get the back.
Sonny Michel's the starting back.
But he's not going to get the amount of carries you think he is.
No, of course not. But he is going to be the lead back. He's going to be a two-down back. And then James White will be the third down back.
Rex Burkhead is going to be in there, too. You can bust him. It was Rex Burkhead that got the game-winning touchdown against the Chiefs in the championship game.
He's more of a blocking back than
I won't say that. No, he's not more of a blocking back.
He's the best blocker out of the three of them, first of
all. I didn't say that. I didn't say he's not the best blocker, but he's not just a blocking back.
I'm saying he's more of a blocking back, but he can catch in the backfield and he can run between the tackles, but he's not your primary running back.
He's not a fullback either. He's a running back.
No, he's actually a unique player. He's really a back. Yeah, he can line up in the slot. He can run the ball. He can block for Tom Brady. I mean, he's just your guy that he's just there, and he's going to make the little things necessary to help you win games, which he did last year against Kansas City.
And you know what? You know what I didn't mention? You know what I didn't mention that I'm fascinated to watch?
What?
To see if Eli Manning could stay upright. Can he stay upright for every game? Or will Daniel Jones take over in game? Will we have to take Eli out on a stretcher? Or will we have to take him on a stretcher? Or can he stay upright?
Hey,
I mean, you know.
No, no. Actually, the offensive line for the Giants has improved. Zettler is a proven good. He's a really good guard. Will Hernandez is in his second year. Nate Solder better have a better year than he did last year after that fat contract that we gave him. He better have a good year. This is going to be a better offensive line. I'm not saying Eli Manning is he's going to get hit. Every quarterback at some point gets hit still.
Except for Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady don't get hit.
No, he gets hit.
You have bad breath on Tom Brady, you call a penalty. I mean, you got Tom Brady.
He does. Tom Brady does get hit. It's just
no. Man, you blow bad breath on him. They call a 15-yard miss.
True. That's true. But that's because he has 6 Super Bowl rings. Well, even before that, they were doing that. But Eli Manning, yeah. I think that Eli Manning, it's gonna be a weird season because I think if the Giants weird for the Giants, it's gonna be a weird Giants season because I think the Giants can be one of those teams that can go 10-6, or they can just be rock bottom. No. They have a schedule. They have a schedule where they have 8 winnable games off the bat. They have 8 winnable games.
We went through the schedule before. You picked the Giants to win 5 games.
I said they're one of those unique teams that have a chance to go 10-6. I know you know they're going to be
defense. You tell me which 8 games. Okay, I picked them with 4, and I was being nice. With that defense, what game you think they're going to win?
Well, first of all, against the Bills, their offense is not good.
Well, okay, that's the game I thought. That's the game I have them win.
The Redskins, we don't know what the heck is going to happen with them. Dwayne Haskins is not.
Because they always lose one to the Redskins.
We don't know, but they're going to split a game.
They always lose one.
The Cardinals, we don't know what Kyler Murray's going to do.
That's the game they're going to lose. That's the kind of game they lose.
The kind of game they lose is the Miami game.
That's the kind of game. That one too. That's probably going to waste 5 touchdowns on. Yes.
But those are some of those games. The Dolphins is a game that they can possibly win.
I had them win that game though. Which other game is winnable?
Buccaneers game is winnable.
Hell no.
They beat the Tampa last year.
They didn't win that game.
They beat them last year. They beat them last year, didn't they?
Yeah, almost lost that game if you recall correctly.
If it wasn't
for Odell, they would have lost that game.
Yeah, but who won?
No, I understand that. But the Buccaneers in Tampa this year, the Tampa Bay winning that game.
That's okay.
With a new head coach, with him tootling Jameis Winston. Listen, I have a lot of faith in Bruce Arians. A lot of it. I saw him do with Andrew Luck. When Pagano went down a few years back with the Colts, it got them to the playoffs. What I saw him do in Arizona with Carson Palmer.
He turned his career around.
I'm telling you, Jameis Winston is going to have one hell of a year this year. And I'm telling you right now, the Buccaneers are going to be a lot more scarier than people think. I'm not saying they're going to go to the playoffs. They're going to be a harder out. And the Giants ain't not winning that game. Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm going to stay on the Buccaneers.
No. You talk about your 8 winnable game. What other winnable game you think they got? You had them in 5 games.
Lions game is winnable. The Lions game is definitely
winnable. Hell no. They ain't winning. What they play? They're playing in Detroit, aren't they? They ain't winning that game. You know when the last time they won in Detroit? You want to know when the last time they won in Detroit?
They beat Detroit 2-3 years ago.
That was at home. Do you know the last time they went in Detroit?
No.
That was back when Lawrence Taylor on Thanksgiving Day ran a 101-yard interception back for a touchdown. I don't know the last time they won in Detroit. They don't win in Detroit. And I'll be exaggerating a little bit. You know what I'm saying, it's been a long time since they won in Detroit. They're not winning that game.
That doesn't mean anything.
They're not winning that game.
Strict symmetry broken.
Oh, please. You're right about that.
You know, these are games I know for a fact they're not going to win. They're not beating
I know the ones you're not going to win. What's the winnable game? You only give me 4.
The Jets game is winnable.
Oh, hell no. They win that game.
They're at home. Technically, they're at home, but it's a winnable game.
They haven't won the Jets. Well, the last time they won the Jets, Victor Cruz went for a 99-yard touchdown. Oh, that's how we beat the Jets. The last time they played, should have won that game. They blew it. So I mean,
it was 2012.
A better team. Just got a much better team than the Giants.
Just because you have a better team does not mean you're going to win that game automatically. Didn't they beat the Bears last year?
In all fairness, the Bears actually thought when they went to the Meadowlands, they thought it was going to be a cakewalk. They really did. They thought they were going to sleepwalk on the Giants,
the
Giants actually won the game. To your point, I agree with you. But still, the Jets are still going to win.
It's the same thing. Just because you're the better team does not mean it's a guaranteed win on that night. That's why I said winnable games does not mean you're going to win. It just means you have a great shot at winning that game.
All right. Which other game is winnable?
A Cowboys game. One of these two Cowboys games is very winnable.
Now you're going off the deep end. Have you read the notes? Can you answer me this question? Do you believe the Cowboys have the top 5 defense in the NFL?
No.
Or, They don't have a top five defense. Name me four. Name me five defenses better than the Cowboys.
Chicago.
Okay.
Jacksonville.
Well, based on last year. Okay, so you
think they were still top five last year?
Okay.
Baltimore was top five last
year. Okay. So your top five: Chicago, Jacksonville. Who else?
Baltimore.
Okay. Who else?
The Bills had a top five defense last year. Believe it or not, they did. They did not have a top five defense.
They did not.
Yes, they did. Look
they
it up.
Did not have
they
a
did.
Top five defense.
They did.
Okay.
They did.
What? Look it up. Okay. I'm telling you right now. Look at it. Who else? Who else? As you looked it up, who else?
Minnesota's defense.
No, hell no. No, stop it. Better than the Cowboys? No. And you know I'm not a Cowboy fan. But no, that defense is really good.
These are the top five defenses based off of last year. The Chicago Bears, the Baltimore Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns.
Top five?
They were number four. The Seattle Seahawks.
I know.
The Houston Texans.
Cleveland Browns had a top five defense overall?
They did.
In 2019?
They had a top 10. They had a top five overall, yep.
Oh,
well,
wow.
based off last year, they had a top
five. What were the Cowboys?
The Cowboys were not even number nine.
Wow. Who else was above them?
Number eight, Arizona. Shockingly.
Really?
Shockingly, Arizona. Buffalo. Top five, number seven. They were in the top five at one point.
Really?
Houston Texans went up. Oh, this is before.
Yeah. We don't care about that.
Seattle's number five.
Right.
Number four, Cleveland.
Okay.
Number three was Jacksonville.
Okay.
Number two was Baltimore. And number one was Chicago.
I think the Cowboys are going to break the top five this year. I think the Cowboys
are
going to
jump.
I think they're going to jump Cleveland. I think they're going to jump Cleveland? Because I think Cleveland's defense is going to. Listen, people are just smoking the Cleveland juice right now. I'm telling you right now. Listen, they drinking the Cleveland Kool-Aid. They drinking all kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, listen, Cleveland may be. I think they're a year away from really not only winning a division, but probably getting to the Super Bowl.
I ain't say you said that. Yeah.
I'm saying they're about a year away from winning the division. But more importantly, I think they're a year away from actually getting to the Super Bowl. I think this year they're going to be so into their headlines that they're going to let some distractions get them at some point. Okay, at some point in the season. I'm rooting for Cleveland, but I'm not completely sold that they're going to be a top five elite defense this year. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think the Dallas Cowboys will be. I really strongly believe, and I think the Philadelphia Eagles will be right there with them too.
I think the Eagles are going to have a better defense than
I think they're going to be right there with them too. I think you're going to see the top five defenses or top 10 definitely in the NFC East with the Eagles and the Cowboys. But I'm telling you, I'm telling you right now though, you're telling me that the Giants are going to win one of those Cowboy games when they couldn't win none of them last year? Hell no, it ain't happening. No, stop it. Please.
So the Cowboys are just going to automatically cakewalk the Giants like that?
You know those games are always back and forth, nip and tuck. The only time you see a blowout in any one of those games is if one team is significantly better than the other. And I'm not saying that the Cowboys are significantly better than the Giants.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just saying the Giants ain't got it. The Giants are not going to have no defense. They have no defense. They have no pass rush.
They have a. Okay, to your point, they're all rookies and second-year players. They traded all their veterans away, which is beyond me. Even though Olivier was a little overpaid and JPP had one hand, they were still your best two pass rushers at the time, which got me irritated for the fact that you traded Olivier Vernon. Julius Peppers is good. I liked when he was
Julius Peppers or Jabril
Peppers? Jabril Peppers. Wrong J. Jabril Peppers. I liked him in Michigan. He should have won the Heisman. I still think he should have won the Heisman that year, but that's beside – I still think he should have, but that's beside the point.
Stop it.
Who
won the Heisman?
It was Baker.
Okay, and you think Jabril Peppers should have won over Baker Mayfield?
If he would have been Ohio State, he would have won the Heisman. He would have. Jabril Peppers is Jabril.
Anyway, get back to your Giants scenario.
Look, the Giants can win eight games. They can.
According to that, the Giants can win 16 games. They're all winnable, but my God. They're all winnable.
No, 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 no bet they win more than four games.
They win four.
I bet they win more than
four.
Four. I guarantee they win.
Listen,
four.
You're going to guarantee it.
I guarantee.
You're
going to
guarantee it. Whoa, no, I didn't say you said that. I said you said
I
that.
Guarantee
you're guaranteed
they're
going to win four games.
They're not losing 12 games this year. I definitely see them losing 10. I do see them losing 10.
What's the difference between 10 and 12? That's just two or three spots in the doggone draft.
That's
not
2 or 3 spots. That's like a good 7 or 8.
I don't know. 6 and 10 to 4 and 12. That's four spots.
What was
Arizona?
Arizona was 2 and 12 last year.
Who was second?
San Francisco.
What was their record?
3 and 13.
What was the next team?
The next team was the Jets.
What was their record?
They were 4 and 12.
Okay, it was 4 and 12. What was the record of the Oakland Raiders?
Oakland was 4 and 12.
The Giants.
They weren't the pick. Yeah.
Who was that, Bray?
They were 4 and 12. No, 5 and 11. 5 and 11.
Giants.
They were
Giants?
5 and 11.
Who else?
Jacksonville was 6 and 10.
Okay. So you said 6 and 10. That was how many spots down between 6 and 10?
Three.
Thank you. That's what I just said, man. That's what I just said.
I don't think.
Stop it. There ain't no 7 spots.
Look,
you still stink. You're in the top 10, man. Stop it. You're still stinking, man. Oh, God.
I'm still mad.
Oh,
Lord. I'm still mad at Gettleman. I'm still mad at him.
Oh, man.
They
but anyway.
First pick, first pick that dropped. I'm not going
to. I don't want to talk about the Giants anymore.
I don't want to talk about the Giants anymore.
I don't want to talk about it. Listen, the bottom line is this. I brought it up because I said, you know, it's going to be a fascinating season. The NFC East, when we went through. For those of you listening here on the Mike and John Sports Beat, we went through 8 weeks and we previewed each division and who we thought were gonna the records and who we thought were gonna win the division, who we thought may make the playoffs, who may make a big jump, yada yada yada. And so, if you missed it, just go back and listen to the podcast on the prior week. So we're not going to go through all that. But what I will say, we will go through is the teams that we thought were going to win, think we're going to win the division, and who we think are going to make the playoffs, who we think are going to get to the Super Bowl, yada, yada, yada. But I just want to get to some headline news. And we saw it before we got on the air. Ezekiel Elliott got a $90 million extension, so he will play week one on Sunday. How effective will he be in week one against the Giants?
Obviously, he's going to shred the Giants. The Giants have no defense up on front. They don't have a front seven. He's going to rush for over 100 yards. He's probably going to get 2 or 3 touchdowns. It's just going to happen. He always runs on the Giants. He always runs on us. Since his rookie year, he's been running on us. Even though we won those two games his rookie year, he's always had minimum of 85 yards rushing, but he's always had like 140 scrimmage yards. I mean, he's going to destroy the Giants again. I just think he's that good. I do think he's a top five running back, obviously. Do I think he should have deserved $50 million guaranteed? No. I don't think he's better than Todd Gurley. I don't think he's better than Saquon. But he's still got – Saquon's not going to get it.
Well, Saquon's a rookie deal, though. So.
He's not going to get it for another 3-4 years. But what I don't understand is why pay him that much money when he still had 2 years left on his deal? That's what I didn't understand. But you asked me how I think he's going to do against the Giants, how effective he'll be. He's going to destroy the Giants.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we're going to find out because people who usually hold out in camp – in its entirety, when they, especially running backs in particular, they kind of tighten up and not do so well. So I'm, to be honest with you, what I'm looking towards, I'm looking for, is I'm looking to see that he doesn't get hurt. It kind of concerns me that I hope that when he was in Cabo, he wasn't just on the beach chilling. He was actually working out. I hope he was, because typically, when you go, like I said, you stay out for an entire preseason, don't take any kind of reps, don't get any kind of hits, not even a practice, anything like that. Game situation, running from the quarterback. I know Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, a couple of other guys did not play the entire preseason. So, but quarterback is a little different, especially if you're in the offense, especially if you've been there for a while. I totally get that. But for running back, you do want to go in there and at least get a couple of reps in. Not necessarily just to know the offense, but just to get a lick or two, you know, just to get a feel. Because now this is real game, man. I mean, this is it. Thursday, you know, it starts up, and that's the only thing concerns me about Ezekiel Elliott when he's actually going to be playing against the Giants. because one bad hit one way, and he's not conditioned enough. And I don't know. So I'm not wishing that on him. I'm just saying that's the danger of holding out on the preseason.
I think he's going to be fine though. He doesn't tend to get injured anyway. He's a big body up top, and he always gets hit below the legs, and he always just shrugs it off. I think he'll be fine. He's not going to get injured. I don't wish him to get injured. I don't care if he's on a
defensive
side.
No, I don't want.
He's still
not at
still
all.
A human.
No.
He's outside those helmet and uniform. He's still a human. I would never wish that. And I hope for a fact that he has a great year. To be honest with you, I hope that he can live up to what people are expecting him to be. Now that he got this guaranteed money, I don't want him to win a Super Bowl, but I do hope that he has a great season, and I hope he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, that's the key. And so, I mean, listen, you know, that's the thing. And then, you know, we have the whole situation where we talked about it with Andrew Luck retiring, Jadeveon Clowney not going to the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, that makes that defense even. They were very good defense last year. They're going to even be better this year with that pass rush with good Clowney there. I mean, I know Pete Carroll is going to let that guy unleash on a quarterback. I know that for a fact. And they have a really solid linebacker. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks, with that trade, we talked about last week on this past Saturday when we went through the NFC West. They have actually made that division closer. I mean, the Rams are not a lock to win that division anymore. They're just not. The only thing for me with the Seattle Seahawks is the fact that Russell Wilson, although they have a serious running game, you know, with Chris Carson and Rashad Penny and C.J. Procise, they got a really, really good running game. Russell Wilson in the passing game, yes, he has Tyler Lockett, but that Doug Baldwin, who is now retired, he was a playmaker, and that's the only little holdback I have on the Seattle Seahawks. Other than that, man, we both picked them to either tie the Rams or be in second place again.
I had them having a better record than the Rams.
You had them both going 11-5. You just said it last week.
Well, I had them winning the division. That's what I meant. I had them winning the division.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We either had them, again, as I said, we either had them tying. You had them tying at 11-5. I had the Rams winning one more game. But it's going to be very interesting to see because you got that. And he got Todd Gurley, you know, with his knee. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that NFC West is going to shake out.
You know what's very interesting to say in the NFC West? Jared Goff got a contract, too.
Yeah, he got
$134 million. 110 guaranteed. $110 million guaranteed.
5 years.
5 years, I want to say.
So you mean tell me he got $20 million a year guaranteed? Really?
Yep.
Jared Goff. The guy that threw 8 interceptions in the college game that I saw, I thought he
You're
sucked.
Still on the fact that he's
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
He threw 5. Daniel Jones threw 8. Interceptions. That was Daniel Jones, and that was against Virginia Tech or something like that. It was bad. But Jared Goff, it was against Utah. He threw 5 picks. We all know. Cool. But that year, he threw 55 touchdowns as a senior or a junior. So that was still a phenomenal year for you. But Jared Goff, do I think he deserved all that money after what I saw in the Super Bowl? Heck no. I don't think he should have gotten $110 million guaranteed.
But that was one game, though. And I don't blame. Listen, that Super Bowl, I do not blame Jared Goff. I blame Sean McVay for not making the appropriate adjustments.
No.
And really and truly, Todd Gurley was hurt. I mean, if Gurley was healthy, I mean, it's a completely different offense.
That's true. But you know what's funny, though? I agree with you. Sean McVay had some fault in it, but Brandon Cooks, there was a play where Brandon Cooks was so open in the end zone, and Jared Goff
He was late on the throw.
You throw when he's running, he put his hands up. That's Jared Goff. That's not Sean McVay.
You had
plays where Jared Goff was trying to force it to guys like Jared Everett, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, when he could have just done simple checkdowns to C.J. Anderson. He was trying to force it down the field because he was playing catch up most of the game. You can't do that.
They weren't playing catch up most of the game. It was 3-0 for like 3 quarters.
That's catch up. They're trying to catch up.
What's catch up? It's 3-0. You ain't catching them nothing. What the hell is that? Catch up.
They couldn't get in field goal range, Dad. He's trying to force the ball. When you have a kicker like Greg Zuerlein, just get in field goal range. If you can't score, just get in field goal range and just let him kick it from 50 yards. Like, when you have one of the best kickers, if not the best kicker in the NFL,
Megatron.
I still think it's Justin Tucker. I don't care what
Although it's skeptical, I mean, I'm just saying, Justin Tucker missed the extra point against the Saints.
His first extra point in his career.
I never seen a curveball in football before in my life, but that was a straight-up curveball he kicked. I mean, literally.
Really?
So
really?
I don't know. Maybe
that was the first kick. That was the first field goal. He's. I mean, not even field goal. That was the first
extra point. He missed an extra point. It would have tied the game.
That was the first one he missed in his career.
Well, damn it. I mean, you shouldn't have missed that. I'm sorry. I don't care if
that one missed kick.
And he missed it badly too. Man, anyway, that's beside the point. You said Justin. I still Zuerlein still the best. One of the best. Although the kicker from Houston is not bad too. Kyene Fairbanks.
God, you know who's really good? Rosas from the Giants. Don't sleep on
him. Andre Rosas
is pretty
good too. Yeah,
he's considered one of the best field goal percentage kickers in the league last year.
But I'm just saying, I think the Rams and the CLC. I mean, that's gonna be a very interesting division to watch. The Cleveland Browns division is gonna be interesting. You had the Browns. You both had the Browns not winning division.
Okay. I had the Steelers.
I had the Ravens again.
No, you did not. You said the Ravens are not making the playoffs.
That's right. I said
the Ravens if they
you're right.
Lamar Jackson and
you're right.
Passes.
And I was blowing you up too.
You were
paying attention to the notes. Okay, good.
Because I was backing up the Ravens.
You sure was a pre-show meeting, that's for sure. So I just want to know if you look at that note.
Okay, cool.
But yes, I had the Steelers win the division.
Yeah,
I did.
I said that Lamar Jackson improves his passing game.
And I blew you up for that.
And I said they're the best team in that division.
Hell no. That's what blew you up. You thought blasphemy.
They're the best team in the division. Did they not win the division last year?
How can you say they're the best team in the division with Lamar Jackson if he could be accurate? With the Steelers, I'm telling you right now.
What?
Man, please. They you know how much they lost on defense. They lost a lot on defense. C.J. Mosley, Terrell Suggs, Eric Weddle. They lost a lot on defense, man.
Who's the head coach?
Who's the head coach? They lost a lot on defense.
Question.
Stop it.
Who's the best head coach? Who? Okay.
Who's besides the what? Okay, go. Who's the best head coach where?
Besides Mike
Who's
Tomlin,
the best head coach where?
John Harbaugh is the second best head coach.
Who's the best head coach where?
Mike Tomlin's the best head coach.
Oh, my God.
You know it's Mike Tomlin. He never had a losing record in his 12-year career, which is amazing in my opinion. I'm glad he got his extension a couple years back. But John Harbaugh is the second best coach in that division.
So he'll be the second best team in the division, man, if that's the case. I don't think he will be. I think the Browns are going to be better.
That's not true. That's so not
I
true.
I think the Steelers are going to win.
I think the Steelers win the division too. But Steelers
will win the division. I'm telling you right now. Steelers are winning the division. Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin have such a big chip on their show this year.
Why?
The way Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell.
Why Mike Tomlin?
Let me tell you why Mike Tomlin should have a big chip on his shoulder. He should have never not made the playoffs last year.
Don't blame him.
Part of that was his fault too, because he did not curb what was going on in that locker room. He did not take. He did not take control of that locker room last year and caused that rift, and that's why the Steelers lost. Antonio Brown didn't play the last game of the season. Okay, didn't play the last game of the season. Why? Because he was upset with Big Ben and what have you. And this is coming after a game where Antonio Brown got 200 yards receiving and two touchdowns. And, I mean, just absolutely balled out at the Superdome. And then he did not play the last game of the season because him and Ben Roethlisberger got into it. And then on top of that, didn't even show up. And it wasn't even on the sideline for the game. He left at halftime because he was so upset. And I'm just saying, that's on Mike Tomlin not controlling his team. So now for Mike Tomlin, after the season – during the offseason, going to say we had to get rid of the cancer. So when he called Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell cancers,
Bell was different. He actually wanted to play with the. He actually said he wanted to play with the Steelers. He just didn't want to play under the tag. That's on management. That's not Mike Tomlin. The Le'Veon Bell.
I agree.
You let a top five running back go out the window like that. You're crazy.
Mike Tomlin's got a lot to prove this year as a coach. And I love him to death. Don't get me wrong. But he's got a lot to prove now because I'm no Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell, and Big Ben. That's what I said. They both. Big Ben's got to produce this year. They both got a lot of produce. And that's why I believe they have a big chip on their shoulders. I think they're going to win the division.
You said it was on Tomlin, though.
He is on Tomlin. He's got it.
Who was the one that threw it to the defensive tackle against the
Broncos? Listen, I
who
understand.
Who was the one that missed that?
I'm not disagreeing with you. Big Ben is the one that cost him three games last year.
Really
three. The one Raven game, the Raven game at home, the Oakland game, the Denver game, and a San Diego. He cost them four games.
No, the Los Angeles game, that was Phillip Rivers coming back because he did the same thing against the Chiefs, too, on the road.
But they Big Ben didn't do anything in that second half of that game.
No. I blame them on the Cleveland game when they tied. They should.
Oh yeah, that game. I forgot about that game. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Either one of them.
I forgot about the Tyrod Taylor opening day game. I forgot about that game. Cleveland
they
only tied one.
Oh, they tied that game.
They tied one game. I thought they tied the Ravens too. They only tied one game.
If Tyrod Taylor never starts the year, I think Cleveland the playoffs last year. They were stupid that if they would have beat the Baltimore Ravens, the Steelers would have gotten in based off that tiebreaker.
I know.
Roethlisberger cost him three or four games this year. It wasn't all. I mean, coaching has a part to it. Management has a part with it. Antonio Brown had a part with it. I mean, they all did. I mean, you can't just say it was all just on one person.
I know they both got a chip on their shoulder to have some improve this year. Aaron Rodgers. What do you think about Aaron Rodgers now? The coach saying he can audible now. He can audible when he sees. I mean, does that really matter? Does that mean that Damon is a quarterback? You should audible if you see something you better you like out there than the players call. I mean, you're the captain, you're the quarterback. You should be able to audible. What do you mean? Oh, he can audible that. What's that?
Aaron Rodgers is one of the quarterbacks under the most pressure in the NFL this year. He has to prove that he can lead a team because he's the one that kicked Mike McCarthy out of the Green Bay. He kicked him out of Green Bay, basically. He ran him out of town. So he has something to prove also. If Aaron Rodgers really wants to build a better legacy for himself, everyone acknowledges the fact that he's the most talented quarterback in NFL history. If you see we know he's the most talented quarterback in NFL history. If he really wants to add on to his resume, he's going to have to win another Super Bowl at some point in his career. I don't think it's going to be this year, but at some point in the next four or five, him and Phillip Rivers got to win a Super Bowl before they retire.
It's getting very close, too.
Phillip Rivers had a better
– Phillip Rivers
he has a better
shot
now.
Phillip Rivers is I want you to get back to Aaron Rodgers, but Phillip Rivers is like a shoestring away from retiring and not getting a Super Bowl.
He has a chance.
Aaron Rodgers
already has a Super Bowl. He has his two MVPs. He's one of the few quarterbacks to have more MVPs than Super Bowl rings, if you really can think about it. Peyton Manning is one of those guys too, but he has five MVPs. Okay, that's five MVPs. I didn't know where he was going to win six Super Bowls in his career. People already acknowledge that. Tom Brady has six Super Bowl rings. The standard for you to be considered a GOAT quarterback, you got to win three Super Bowls at this point. You got to win three Super Bowls now because Tom Brady set that standard when it was four Super Bowls with Joe Montana. Now Tom Brady has six. You got to win three now. Just even be considered in Tom Brady's level. You know.
Aaron Rodgers?
In terms of legacy, not as a player.
What?
Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady.
What?
Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady as a player. He's better than
what? Him. Are you kidding me?
He's better than Tom Brady, yes. But in terms of his legacy, if you want people to start saying, oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT, he's going to have to win two more Super Bowls. You know that, right? I'm not saying that Tom Brady is a better pure player than Aaron Rodgers because if you put them in different situations, I think Aaron Rodgers can win six Super Bowls too with Bill Belichick in a 19-20 year career. I think he could. I just think he's that good. And Tom Brady, I don't even think he'd win a Super Bowl in Green Bay in that situation.
Well, I mean that whole division, every quarterback in that entire division is under some kind of pressure because I mean you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Kirk Cousins, who I thought absolutely just like imploded. Last year, he just imploded, and then you got Jameis Winston, and we talked about it earlier. Now with a new offense, not Jameis Winston, Mitchell Trubisky. I'm sorry, Mitchell Trubisky, and Matthew Stafford, who absolutely just had a bad year. So I think every quarterback in that division is under the gun
That's the most unique division in the NFL, the NFC North. That is such a unique division because every single year it can be a different division winner, and you don't even know it. Like, one team can have 13 wins, and the next year they'll have six wins. One year they can have eight wins, seven wins. They win 14 wins the next year.
Oh, so you're telling me the Detroit Lions are going to win 13 games to get to the playoffs?
No, but I think the Vikings have a great shot to win that division.
I do, too.
I'm not saying the Lions because the Vikings –
I have the Bears winning it, but I do believe the Vikings are the
Jersey
too.
They have the best defense in that division. I think they have the best head coach as of right now.
Who?
The Bears are the best defense in the division by far.
Okay.
By far.
All right.
But and I think they have the best head coach. Mike Nagy, I think, is a better coach than LeFleur, as Stephen A would say.
Matt LeFleur.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur.
But we don't know. We don't know what he's gonna do. We don't. It's like Michael Irvin said about Kellen Moore. We don't know if he uses wipes or toilet tissue. We don't know. I mean, we just don't know what he can bring to the table. I mean, we don't know. They don't have a book on him.
Matt Nagy went 12-4 in his first year coaching with Mitchell Trubisky as the quarterback, and you saw the jump that he had. A big jump. From John Fox to Mike Nagy, they called Mitchell Trubisky a bust under John Fox. Now they're saying, "Oh, he's one of the up and coming quarterbacks in this league."
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur has something to prove. Wait, what were you about to say?
No, go ahead.
I said Matt LaFleur has something to prove. Mike Zimmer's a great coach. He's a great coach. I think he. Okay, take away Mike Nagy. Mike Zimmer's the best coach in that division because he's the longest tenure there. He's proven the most there. He's not in that division.
You think he's better than Bruce? Oh, I'm sorry. He's not in that division. I'm sorry. You think he's better? You think he's better than? I'm on the NFC South. I really want to talk about that.
All right, we'll
cool, but you think he's better? He's thinking Matt Patricia,
yes,
Matt Patricia, Matt Nagy, Matt LaFleur. There's a lot of Matts in that division. Matt LaFleur and
That's
Zimmerman.
That's what I.
Mike Zimmer.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah, right. He's the longest tenure there. He's proven the most.
I got the Bears winning that division. Anyway.
Yeah, I do too.
Listen, the NFC South. We talk about quarterbacks under the gun: Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, and Jameis Winston. Listen, that's gonna be some heck with it. I had the Saints win. Listen, we're gonna have our picks in here in just a few minutes of who we think gonna go to the Super Bowl.
Hey, the Saints are wild card.
I'm telling you right now.
I don't know what the heck is gonna happen.
We don't know what you're gonna get from them. One year they lose on a miracle play when somebody don't even make a tackle. The next year you lose because you think you got robbed on a pass interference call when you really couldn't stop the Rams back from the 10-yard line and then get the ball in first and overtime and throw it back. And then they got blown by a 57-yard field goal by Zerline. So, I mean, I don't want to hear the Saints got robbed last year. I don't want to hear that no more. This is the year the Saints got – not only do they have to get to the Super Bowl, they have to win the Super Bowl. And I do believe they're going to get to the Super Bowl this year.
We said that last year.
And they should have, really. But
you know who should have went to the Super Bowl last year?
But no, we talk about the Saints. Okay. We just talk about the Saints. But I'm just saying, I think the Saints are under the most pressure because if they don't win it this year, Drew Brees is, what, 40 years old? I don't see Drew Brees lasting another year or two. Not with these faster defenses coming up, especially in the NFC North, but even in division. I mean, Cam Newton's shoulder, Matt Ryan. Listen, the Atlanta Falcons is going to have a sneaky good year if Devontae Freeman can stay healthy.
It's not just him. It's the defense. The defense was real last year.
But if he can stay healthy, that last year Matt Ryan had the ball. Sarkisian would like to run the ball with Tevin Coleman. So, I mean, he's got to run, but now he's got a running back then in Devontae Freeman. So they need to run the ball effectively to control the clock and keep the defense off the field. Because the defense, as we've seen, if the defense stays on the field much longer, the Falcons always break down. So I think a lot of pressure is going to be on Matt Ryan. I think a lot of pressure is going to be on Drew Brees. I think Jameis Winston and Cam Newton is playing with some house money this year. Because Cam Newton's got his boy Christian McCaffrey in the backfield and got Greg Olsen coming back, so he's got his weapon. I think Jameis Winston is going to really flourish under Bruce Arians' system with Mike Evans and the two tight ends that he got there with Brayton and O.J. Howard. But I think it's the Saints' division to lose more than it is for anybody to win.
I'm going to make a bold prediction right now. Jameis Winston will be a Pro Bowler again this year. Jameis Winston.
If one of the other named quarterbacks don't go to the Pro Bowl, yes, I believe you. I would agree with you.
Not even that. I think Jameis Winston is going to be top five in passing yards. I'm making a bold prediction with Jameis Winston. It's just a bold prediction. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But I think Jameis Winston will be a top five passing in terms of passing yards because Bruce Arians knows how to make a quarterback work. Carson Palmer led the league in touchdown passes that one year. I think Jameis Winston is going to have 30 touchdowns or more. And he's not going to turn the ball over that much. He'll have less than 10 interceptions. I think he'll have less than 10 interceptions. I think Jameis Winston will have the best year of his career. Now, I'm not saying Tampa Bay's going to win that division. I'm not saying that because the defense is still atrocious, in my opinion. But I think the Buccaneers offensively, they are going to be top five, top 10, just like they were last year. They were top five, top 10 last year. I think it's going to be the same exact thing with Bruce Arians.
Yeah,
with less turnovers.
I think the Buccaneers offense is going to be lights out this year. And anyone who's playing fantasy football, if you don't have Jameis Winston as your quarterback this year, you're stupid. I'm telling you right now, Jameis Winston is going to have a phenomenal year throwing that football. He's going to have a lot less interceptions. Because, like I said, I just went through Bruce Arians and what he did with Andrew Luck and what he did with Carson Palmer. He's going to do the same thing with Jameis. I'm telling you, Jameis is going to have a fantastic year. Mike Evans is going to have a stud season. O.J. Howard is going to be probably going to be – there's going to be talk about O.J. Howard being the best tight end in the NFL. Better than Travis Kelce. I mean, now I'm not saying it is. I'm saying you're going to hear that talk. I'm telling you.
O.J. Howard developed a lot last year throughout the last few games of the year last year. He was phenomenal the last six, seven games. And I think that he's a great blocking tight end, too. If you give him the ball in space, he's hard to take down.
I agree. That division is going to be interesting. And then, like I said, and now notice I didn't talk about the Patriots and the Jets division because really and truly, I mean.
It's the second and first seed to lose.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, the Jets will win nine games. I picked them to win nine games.
I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs either.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, it'll be close. I'm not wasting my breath on that division. Until Tom Brady and Bill Belichick leaves, I'm not wasting. Or one of the teams gets a guts to actually step up and put players around and build a team to beat the Patriots. I'm never going to pick against the Patriots to win that division.
There's really only one team in the NFL that can beat the Patriots, whether it's in the Super Bowl or in the regular season.
The Giants. And they can do it in the preseason, too.
I can say the Eagles, too, because the Eagles just did it.
Eagles. Yeah, they can't beat the Eagles and the Giants.
With the Patriots this year. There's someone with the NFC East that has Tom Brady's number. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if it's the time of year. I don't know. But for some reason, I think Tom Brady's going to go 2-2 and against the NFC East.
I actually think the Giants got a chance to beat him. If Eli's playing, they have a chance. I still think the defense stinks. Okay,
yeah,
I'm not going to talk about that. But the Patriots, unless a team has a backbone in that division and put a team together to actually compete, then I'm not saying the Jets stink. I think the Jets have done a lot of good things this year, and I think they're going to be a heck of a lot better defensively than what they were last year. Because I said to you last year, I forget that guy who called in, you berated me because I thought that I said the Jets were going to win four games. So the Jets are much better than that. And how many win games they won?
Five.
Because the coach stinks. The coach sucks.
But it's a new head coach. It's Adam Gase now. He's the quarterback guru. It's a new head coach.
Well, here's the thing. And I'm not saying Adam Gase is like the whatchamacallit. He's like the John Madden or like the guru for the Jets, the savior. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they're gonna have a better offense, and they have better players on defense now to actually be a competitive team. They're not gonna beat the Patriots though. I mean, they'll beat them once. They'll beat them once, but they're not gonna win the division. It's just not gonna happen.
Oh, the Dolphins are gonna beat them though in Miami.
It never fails.
I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know what it is, but it's the time of year.
Hey man, you go to South. Well, you go to South.
Probably the distraction.
Dude, you go to South Beach. I mean, you go to South Beach. I mean, it's whatever. I mean,
Dwayne Wade had a Hall of Fame career.
I'd be distracted too if I was in South Beach.
Well, Dwayne Wade had a Hall of Fame career in South Beach.
Well, we ain't talking about no damn Dwayne Wade. It's not basketball. Stop it.
Hey.
Stop it. We're not talking about no basketball. Stop it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Tom Brady and the Patriots. Mahomes, you think he's going to have the same kind of year?
No.
You think he's going to have the same kind of year that he had last year?
No, he's not throwing 50 touchdowns again this year.
Oh, he's going to throw 40?
No.
You don't think he's going to throw 40? Okay, the over-under. Over-under, Pat Mahomes, 35 touchdowns this year. Over and under.
Right there.
No, over and under. 35 and a half. I'll give you that. 35 and a half, over and under.
He's getting 35 touchdowns. Like, he's literally getting
under 35 and a half.
Yes.
Okay.
He's getting 35 touchdowns right there. He's not getting 50.
Who's challenging the Chiefs to win that division?
The Chargers.
He ain't going to be the Chargers.
Yes, it is.
Not without Melvin Gordon, he's not going to be the Chargers.
It's going to be the Chargers. You know why? They went 4-0 without Melvin Gordon last year. They went 4-0 with Austin Ekeler.
Yeah. Okay. But you're going to have no Melvin Gordon for the whole year.
Okay, we'll see. You know who they beat, though? They beat the Steelers. That's one. Melvin Gordon didn't play against the Chiefs either. They won.
That Steelers game, the Steelers blew that game one and the Chargers won that game.
Did they win? Cool. The Chiefs game. They beat the Chiefs. in Kansas City.
They bring him Melvin Gordon to play a game?
He got hurt, Dad, in the first quarter.
That's
true.
He did get hurt.
He didn't win. They didn't play that
sure
game.
Sure did. That Thursday night. You're right.
Now, he beat, obviously, they beat Denver from Denver. Cool. It was Denver. And I forgot the fourth team. Who was the fourth team they beat without Melvin Gordon? Cleveland. It was Cleveland. But Cleveland,
oh, please. They were going to destroy Cleveland anyway.
Cleveland won the same team. But I'm saying it was 4-0, though. Those games were against teams that were potential top teams in the AFC at one point. The Steelers just fell off, and the Chiefs still won.
So you really think the Chargers are going to give them a battle this year? You really think Philip kind of Rivers getting 4,000 yards over and under? You can't say right there because nobody ever gets 4,000 exactly over and under 4,000 yards passing. 4,000 yards passing, 30 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Over and under.
He's getting over 4,000 yards. He's getting under 30 touchdown passes, and he'll get under 12 interceptions.
I think Philip Rivers is going to go revert back to his normal ways and making mistakes. I really do. I think you usually have off year. Last year was on.
No.
This year's going to be off. I believe you're going to be off.
Anthony's a different head coach because ever since they beat the Giants that one week, Phillip Rivers has been on a tear. Even from that season,
yeah, I know. Just stop it. Well, we talking about the Giants. Stop it. I don't want to talk about the Giants no more. I don't want to talk about the Giants no more. Stop it.
You like cutting me off, don't you?
God, why the Giants?
But that was literally the game that changed everything for that team.
I know it did. It sure did. Changed the Giants into Odell broke his ankle that year. I don't know if you remember correctly.
Yeah, we know.
All right, so we talk about the Giants again. Anyway. But
I don't know if
he's going to win that division. Chiefs now with LeSean McCoy.
No, they're going to
win. LeSean McCoy in that backfield with Damian Williams.
I don't think I'm hoping 50 touchdowns because they're going to run the ball for that. They're going to run that ball.
No, they're going to throw it out of the backfield to Shady too. Oh my God, both of those baskets. Oh my God, think about this for
that's
a second. They both can catch the ball out of the backfield. They both can run, and then you got Tyreek Hill who can fly. And then you got Travis Kelce, who we know what we can do with that lovely lady of his that we saw in Detroit. And you got Sammy Watkins. We forget about Sammy Watkins. I think Sammy Watkins has a better year than people think this year. The Chiefs are going to win that division. Real quick. Who comes out of the AFC? Your six playoff teams in the AFC, six of the AFC. Who gets it to the Super Bowl? Well, we had the Patriots win the East. I had the Steelers win the North. You had the Colts win the South.
I had the Jaguars.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I had the Texans.
Oh, that's right. You had the Texans. I forgot. You got the Texans. And we didn't even talk about them. And we're not going to. I mean, we're not going to talk about the division because the Jaguars are going to win that division. And then I had the Chiefs and you had the Chargers.
I did. I did have the Chargers.
And your wild card teams were
the Chiefs. Oh boy, that's a toss up. I can still say the Colts. I can really throw in the.
Okay, so
you know what?
Say the Colts.
I don't think Cleveland's gonna make the playoffs.
Okay,
I'm gonna have to throw Jacksonville in there.
Okay, so you got the Texans winning the division and Jacksonville doing the wild card.
I got to throw Jacksonville in there.
And you got Kansas City. Okay, my two wild card teams, I'm going to be bold a little bit. I think the Browns are going to make the playoffs. I really do think they're going to make the playoffs this year. I gave you time to speak. Okay, you got your opportunity. I got the Browns. I got the Browns going to the wild card. And you know who else I got making the wild card? You know who else? I'm going to say somebody you want. You're going to be shocked I'm going to say this team.
You said it's Denver Broncos, I'm leaving.
No, I'm not going to say it. No. I mean, you talk about them either with Antonio Brown, but that's okay. That's not the point. You know what they're going to make the playoffs?
Don't tell me you're going to say who I think you're going to say.
Who do you think I'm going to say?
Don't tell me you're going to say the Jets, too.
The Jets? Yes, baby. Jets. Jets.
You didn't want to throw your team in there, don't you?
No, because I think they got a better defense this year. I really do. I think they got a better – I'm telling you right now, the game that's going to really show me that if the Jets are for real is going to be that Browns game. That game, I don't care if you win or lose. Last year when those two teams played and the Jets blew that game against Cleveland, I said when Baker Mayfield, it was his first game after Tyrod Taylor got hurt, I said the Browns are going somewhere and the Jets are not.
Okay.
I think this year, again, that game is going to determine where these two teams, even if I don't care if you lose. It just the way you play in that game is going to determine to me how the trajectory of both of those teams are going to go. I think the Jets are going to make the playoffs.
Okay.
I think the Jets and Browns are making the playoffs.
I got to make a switch. I can't throw the
switch. No, give me no switch.
I can't.
No.
I will. Because I really do think Cleveland's making the playoffs, too. I can't throw them out the water.
But you
like
said
that.
The Chargers already.
The Chargers are winning the division. Let's get that
straight.
You
said the team.
Yeah,
the team. You're going to
have the Chargers making the playoffs. I just thought about that. How do you not have the Chargers making
because
the playoffs?
Because I don't think Philip Rivers going to have that great of a year.
You're tripping.
Because
I really do think the Cleveland Browns are making the playoffs. And I'm not bumping out the Chiefs. That's one thing.
Well, then how are you gonna make a switch?
I'm bumping out the Texans. They're not making the playoffs.
No, stop it. You picked the Texans.
Look,
you did it on the show three or four weeks ago.
I said it before, you can't switch up now. I said it before Jamie Young got traded.
Okay, who's gonna win the division now? Jacksonville?
I do. Okay. I do. Jacksonville was in second place.
Daddy's not.
No, because Daniel never got.
Oh, please. Jacksonville's going to win the division no matter what.
Jadeveon makes that much of a difference.
No, what was
Jadeveon.
Okay, so who comes out of the AFC? Going to the Super Bowl. Your prediction. Yep.
Boy, oh boy. I'm gonna make a bold prediction too. I'm gonna say the Steelers.
That's not a bad choice.
I'm gonna say the Steelers.
The only reason why it's not a bad choice is because, like I said, they have a chip on their shoulder. What's your reason?
Because I saw them play the Patriots last year. I think they're sick and tired of losing and all the talk saying you can't beat Brady. I think they're finally gonna do it, and I think the Chiefs are one more year away. Not this year, but I think they're 1 year away.
You're tripping. Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl this year. They should have won last year. D4 cost them the Super Bowl. NFC, you had the Eagles win the division. You had the Bears. I believe you had the Saints winning the division, and I believe you had the Seahawks winning the division over the Rams. Now, who are your two wild card teams?
See, the NFC is a toss up, but I can throw in the Falcons.
You only got 3 minutes left.
I'll throw in the Rams. Boy, oh boy, that's tough.
Well, you got 3 minutes, man.
I'll say the Cowboys.
All right, who's going to Super Bowl?
I'm make another bro prediction. I'm gonna say the Bears because I know
so
the easy answer is the Saints.
Steelers and Bears. Okay, me, I had the Saints winning the division. I had the Saints, Rams, I had the Bears, and I had the Cowboys. I have the Eagles. And I have Seattle actually going to the playoffs. Right, Seattle going, and I truly believe the Saints are going to win it. I don't care what anybody says.
Look,
Saints are going to win it.
I think
it's easy. But so motivated to win.
I think they're going to be the NFC champ. I think it's going to be the NFC championship game this year. I think it's going to be the Bears, but I think the Bears are going to have home field.
I think the Saints. I don't care. I don't care what happens.
You pick
the Steelers and the Bears. That's your pick. I have the Chiefs against the Saints. That's my pick.
Okay.
And I think the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
I
really do.
The Saints are going to win the Super Bowl?
I think Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl. All right, you got Pittsburgh. MVP, real quick.
Ben Roethlisberger.
No, not the Super Bowl. The regular season.
The regular season?
Yeah.
I think it's going to go to – I don't think it's even going to go to a quarterback this year. I think it's going to –
Who then? Who? You got a minute to go. Less than a minute. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to say a defensive player. I'm going to say Aaron Donald. He could have won it last year.
I'm going to make a bold pick to Jadeveon Clowney if he stays healthy. Best running back. Who do you think?
Oh, Saquon.
I would agree with that. Although I think McCaffrey's going to have a great year again. Best defensive. Well, you Aaron Donald. Best
defensive player of the year. Defensive. Just because you win the MVP don't mean you're the defensive player of the year. I can say but, Khalil Mack for defensive player.
Ooh, Khalil Mack. I think Khalil Mack is going to be special this year. Special this year. I think he's going to be better than he was last year. Wow, great show. Can't wait. Coach of the year.
Hurry up.
Adam Gase.
Pete Carroll.
Okay. All right. Real quick. Tomorrow, Packers and Bears. Who you got?
I got the Bears winning. I got them winning in a defensive fashion. They're going to win 17-13.
All right. I have the Bears winning that game, too. I think it's going to be just like it was last year. Aaron Rodgers is going to go down the field, and the Bears are going to pick them off. I think it'll be a close game, 27-24 Bears. NFL season starts tomorrow, baby. We'll go with Lyle. We'll be back on Saturday afternoon. Oh, actually, Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, the Mike and John Sports Beat. Kicking off week 1 of the NFL. Enjoy the games tomorrow. Peace out. We love you.
Enjoy the game, y'all.